Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Our goal is to win, for Christ's sakes. And you keep talking about the CBT, you keep talking about prospects and your long-term goal. Like, you just basically told us we ain't good enough, we suck, you let us down.
Angry Lou.
A hole the size of I don't even know what in that bullpen. Keep playing like dog.
Great call by manager Lou.
Go get me a goddamn first baseman. That's what I want. I don't want an outfielder DH. I need a first baseman.
Okay, Lou, I'll ask you something.
What? How do you go into the season without a closer? How do you not address the closer situation?
Lou, what's up, dog?
Good, how are you doing? Good.
Well, it's always great to have you here, Lou.
See, you just listen to that, and Foyer is used to working with people that are fiery is really all it is.
Oh, yeah. No. There's a – you know why? You know why Lou gets so mad? You want to know why? Because he cares. He cares too much. That's his problem.
Well, Lou Maloney is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, where you can win free groceries in their Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. The voice of baseball in Boston, Lou Maloney.
And I already know where Lou is. I haven't asked him. I haven't talked to him. But I have a feeling he's playing golf right now.
Where am I?
You're playing golf.
No, it's his day one from the road trip. I got the weekend off, so this is like honey-do list. I got stuff to do, Foyer.
You going to go to Home Depot? Well,
I just left Lowe's. And by the way, I still want a first baseman. I'm glad to hear you're in Detroit, because I came from Pittsburgh and Cleveland and said, all we got to do is go to Detroit after this, and we'll just finish this three-city parlay.
There you go.
Crap.
Could you imagine? Yeah. Mr. Maloney, we have your yard of mulch ready. Back the truck up, and we'll dump it in there.
Lou, how often did you play in Detroit?
In Detroit, I mean, I used to play there, whatever, a couple times a year. And
okay.
We used to stay by the casino, so at least it gave us a little something to do.
Yeah, did you ever cross the river or whatever the hell that thing is and go into Windsor?
No, dude, seriously, it was like Detroit, get to the field, maybe the casino, back to the hotel. Like, Detroit wasn't much. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Isn't much. No. Yeah, what's left of the old ballpark has now turned into something smaller. And the one thing about Detroit I'll give them credit for, Ford Field, Comerica, and then Little Caesars all right near each other. It's like really Ooh. Convenient. Lou, you were in the toilet known as Cleveland. I mean, the only worst place would be Buffalo. And the Red Sox end up losing 2 out of 3 to the Guardians. How do you evaluate that series, and are maybe some people sleeping on the Guardians as to how good they might be this year, given the start they're off to?
I think they're just off to a good start. Listen, I respect them. I think they have a good roster. They don't swing and miss at all. Their bullpen's very good, and they play good defense, which is a recipe to beat, I don't know, more than half of this league at this point. So it's a good team. I don't think they have the starting pitching. And quite frankly, if they were in Boston, we'd be talking about how they played nothing but the A's, the Red Sox, and the White Sox so far. So,
Yeah,
I think they're good. I just don't know if they're that good.
So I know I've been monitoring some of the tweets you've been putting out there. And, you know, with all the injuries of this team, the young players have been forced to kind of, I would say, I don't know if I'd say grow up in a hurry, but I wonder if you feel like the fact that they are so young, it benefits the Red Sox.
Yeah, first off, I want to apologize for the Dahlbeck call.
Thank you for that.
McKenzie, that guy doesn't strike out anybody, and no swing and miss whatsoever. So I figured if there's a shot of contact, it would come against him. It just didn't happen. But anyways, you're right.
I took it.
It is the youth. Yeah, I know. I heard. I'm sorry. it's the youth that's allowing them to kind of just go out and play, because quite frankly, like Jansen, Martin, Devers, O'Neill, and Refsnyder are the five guys on the 26-man roster that actually realize how devastating some of these injuries are. The other guys wake up every day trying to prove they can play in the big leagues. They wake up every day going in the cage, working in bullpens, taking ground balls. They can't consume themselves with the injuries and how bad the situation may be because they're still trying to play in this league. And because of that, they just go out and play. And, you know, if you catch the baseball, you win ball games. You know, situational hitting, you win. But other than that, they're so young. They are so young and inexperienced that I think they just they don't see the big picture of all the injuries they have.
Lou, if you're Alex Cora, you were pulling your hair out to begin with, whatever was left of it for our friend Alex. Yep. But now with all these injuries, I mean – how in the hell is this guy kind of, you know, shepherding this team through all of the dings that he's trying to manage around?
Yeah, it's a different level of acceptance that I was talking to you guys about like, you know, he's in a good place, peace of mind, where he's just like, it is what it is. My guy's going to roll him out, and it's the same thing now. It's like, would I like to have Tristan Casas there? Sure. I don't have him. So I have to, you know, tell the media that Bob is my guy, because what's he going to do? He's going to sit there and say, yeah, we suck. I got to play this guy. He can't hit the ball. Like, so he has to teach, and he has to instill confidence in a young group with no experience that's going to make a ton of fundamental mistakes, not only in a base pass, but they're going to swing and miss a lot. They're going to, you know, struggle late in games defensively. Like, it's just the acceptance of this is who we are, who I have, and we're going to just try to keep teaching them the game as we go.
Lou, is there another team that has dealt with more adversity this early in the season? Is there another team that even comes close to the amount of injuries that the Red Sox have to overcome and deal with?
No, there isn't. I think they have 15 guys or 16 guys on the IL. I think the second most is probably 10. I mean, the Yankees are dealing without Garrett Cole, you know, and that's cute. You know what I mean? And we don't have anybody that's at that Garrett Cole level, but, you know, Giolito, Pivetta, Bayo, Whitlock. It's like, really? You know, we again, two-fifths of your rotation, it's all you really have. The other guys are starters. Cooper Criswell might call it three. Winkowski may call it four. Tristan Casas is a guy you can't afford to lose. Neither was Devers, and you basically have had him for two games, opening day and the last two, so three games. You just, you're thin, you don't have enough, and you're probably the team that could afford injuries the least, and they've hit you harder than anybody.
Lou, I'm just going to ask it open-ended, take it where you want. What's going on with Yoshida?
So I think Yoshida had that big game in Pittsburgh on Saturday, 3-for-4, home run and everything, and I think there was something there Sunday where he couldn't play, whether it was hand, wrist, whatever it was, a little soreness, tenderness, I don't know. So he didn't play on Sunday. Now you have Monday, he feels a lot better. Unfortunately for him, you got Tyler O'Neill and Rafi Devers coming back in the lineup. And these guys haven't played in a while. They're coming off the IL. You got to get them going. So you got to DH Tyler O'Neill. Then you got to DH Rafi Devers because his knee, they want to be careful with it at third base. So, you know, it's he didn't go on Sunday. He feels good enough to play now, but he's in a situation where these guys are basically more important than he is to be in the lineup. And he's not going to put him in left field. Although at Fenway Park, maybe, but I still think it's like, listen, if I'm not going to get any defense in my infield, my outfield's going to go get it. I have to be good defensively somewhere. And he's probably going to sit, I think, tonight. I think Devers is going to DH, and maybe even tomorrow. And then when these guys don't have the DH anymore, he'll play.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So what's he got to do? I mean, so what's the outlook for him then?
Well, he's not David Ortiz. You know, it's the reality of it. And there's potential there, and you want him in the lineup, but Devers is more important and a better hitter, and Tyler O'Neill is more important and a better hitter. So, you know, he's going up against the two guys. I mean, Casas would be the other one. That's like, if Casas ever needed to DH, if he was healthy, Yoshida would sit. So it's just where he is in the pecking order. He's your designated hitter. It's just that when everybody's healthy enough to play, he'll be the designated hitter, but not until then.
Our guy Lou Maloney with Gresh and Fourier breaking down everything Red Sox. I know, Lou, that earlier this year you were very much in analyzing Rafael Devers' swing. He missed a bunch. Now he's back. He's raking. Are you seeing anything different in Devers' swing compared to when we asked you about this last time?
Well, yeah, I think he's just healthy now. You know, when his shoulder was bothering him before, it got him out of whack. Like, anytime your shoulders feel weak, front shoulder, back shoulder, you feel like you can't get to the balls like you normally could, so you cheat, and you don't drive the ball to left field. You roll over an awful lot because you're cheating. And then the knee started bothering him, and he just sort of lost his base and foundation. So I think a lot of things were going on. These 5 days he had off, he looked like the last 2 days. He looked like the guy at opening day, and he looked like the guy 5-6 weeks of spring training. So hopefully he stays healthy. And he just kind of is a monster from this point on.
So, Rafael now started with the last six games this road trip, right, that you've been on. You've seen him a lot. How important was that for Cora to get him in and cement him there? And just, I guess, maybe for Sedan also, the fact that, listen, he knows what he needs to do and what to expect now at that position. He's not going to be moving around anymore.
Yeah, it's huge, and you started to see it too in the trip. Like, he just sort of stabilizes it. There's a couple plays that he made that nobody in the roster can make. He's your best shortstop. You know, the minute Story went down, I think Cora would have loved to have put him there. They wanted to try, you know, Hamilton there first, but it's obvious he's your best shortstop, and it's your better team, and especially with Abreu hitting the way he is. You know, like, earlier in the year, it was Rafaela, Duran, and O'Neill, even against righties. And you got this kid, Abreu, that you really liked. He wasn't playing that much. Well, in order to play him, you got to move Rafael to the center. I mean, the shortstop. He's your best defender. Duran, Abreu, O'Neill. That's what your outfield should be with Rex Schneider. So it's a better roster. It's a better nine. It just, you know, if they can ever get all the guys in there at once, it'd be nice.
Lou, the Cubbies are coming to town. 16-9, pretty good record. How good are the Cubs?
Well, you got Imanaga here game one, which is just salt in the wound, right? Because he was a name that people in Boston, I think, were looking for, and he's throwing his ass off. So Bellinger's hurt. He's got a cracked rib, so that helps that he's not going to be playing. It's a good baseball team. You know, I'm curious to get a closer look at them, but, you know, you come back, and once again, you want to play better baseball. You've played the two best teams in the American League East in Baltimore and Cleveland at home, and now you've got one of the better teams in the National League, or at least playing like it. Here at home as well, but you got to play better at home. And You know what? It's like you got Hauk and you got Crawford. That's your rotation, guys. Like, that's all you got. And you got two or three of them going in this series. So you have to win this series.
All right, so, Lou, I got to follow up from your time in Pittsburgh. Did you get a chip-chop tam? Did you go to Isley's and get a slammer?
I did not get the chip-chop, and I apologize for that. And I'm not going to be there for a few years. And things started snowballing on me. Things started speeding up. And next thing you know, I was just at games, and I'm like, damn it, I missed the chip-chop.
I think I could probably make you a chip-chop ham sandwich. I'm going to go get some ham. I'm going to chop it up, and then I'm going to put it on some bread, Lou. And I think you just add whatever you want to
it. Work that
there
way.
You go.
It doesn't work that way.
Now, Lou, I think I am. Are we doing chunks of ham?
Oh, no. It's all in the preparation of the way they do it and slice and cut it and all that stuff. Fourier doesn't know. I will say this, Lou. You have traveled with Christian before. And I've learned a few things about our mutual friend. He is a dichotomy, because walking isn't really good for him because he had the ankle surgery that he, you know, decided not to listen on and started walking early. But yet he's so impatient he won't wait for elevators or escalators, therefore making it worse for him to walk around. And I said, "You're a dichotomy." And it was, what does that mean? It was like, "Well, you're a contradiction." And he goes, "Yes, I am."
Yes, and I fully admit it. I'm aware of it.
Well, I would say this. Did he shit himself yet?
Oh, Jesus.
No?
No.
Because if he hasn't done that, Grish, and I'd apologize for saying that, but
it's all right.
If he hasn't done that yet, then you're safe.
Hey, wait, Lou, you know who has?
Do not go with his suitcase on the way home.
Listen, I haven't checked.
No, Lou, you know who has at our old trio? You know who has kind of I passed the baton to who actually did, like, make the dookie during the show? That would be one Megan Ottolini. Yes, Poopy Pants Mego.
What are you talking about? Women don't even poop.
Oh, no.
Well, she had the mud butt. Yep. She had basically the same thing I had, but she got it a different way. Yeah, we were commiserating together.
Oh,
I gave her the remedy.
Worse than like that's even worse than like women's panties.
I know, right?
All right, everybody.
All right, Liberlotti, ladies and gentlemen.
Red Sox baseball tonight. Here we go. Lou's off this weekend. Have a good weekend,
thanks,
brother.
Lou.
We appreciate you, Lou.
All right. Have a great one, boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.